The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
MedPal AI has been very busy. They've just snapped up a licensed online pharmacy and raised over £500,000 to help launch into the booming GLP-1 weight loss drug market. With demand for drugs like Ozempic skyrocketing and regulations getting tighter, timing is everything. I'm delighted today to be joined by CEO Jason Drummond to talk through the deal, the opportunity, and where MedPal goes from here. Jason, great to see you.
Good to see you, Martin.
So you've acquired this licensed online pharmacy business for just £45,000. Is this just an opportunistic, or is this a first step into something much bigger?
Well, if you remember when we IPO'd just a month ago, we did talk about wanting to move into telemedicine and the telehealth market. It's an obvious fit for our app because the AI, obviously, it looks at all of your key metrics, and obviously it's a kind of really interesting fit. This was opportunistic, but this business had over, I think, £3.5 million spent on it over time. At its peak, it was distributing over 25,000 prescriptions a month. We basically bought a complete infrastructure and solution for a fraction of its real cost. So we're very excited about it.
Okay, so you've bought this facility in Cambridge for £45,000. I mean, it sounds like you've got, you know, what is that? It sounds like a tiny little shop on some, you know, back street or something like that. I mean, talk me through it. What's the capacity
that
you actually get?
So basically, I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true, but we've obviously got the DSP license. I also, just to let you know, you cannot get a DSP license anymore. They stopped them in June. So these licenses are like, you know, they're really difficult. Well, you can't get one now. You can't apply for one. So you have to go and buy one. So that's the first thing. We have a 9,000 square foot distribution center, just not a million miles away from Cambridge. This facility was doing up to about 25,000 scripts. We call them prescription scripts a month. We've just bought some robots. Sounds crazy, but dispensing robots, which can run 24/7, never complain. We can run multiple shifts through the same facility. We believe, and Mike believes, that we can get that facility up to around over 100,000 scripts per month. So to put that into perspective, the average order value for Manjaro is £200 a month. That's potentially 20 million of revenue we can run through that facility each month. So just to give you an idea of the size and scale.
20 million of revenue?
That's the potential, yeah.
Okay. And sorry, just to be clear, by the robots, you mean like we see those things in Amazon
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're becoming the Amazon of primary care. Literally robots with dispensing robots, which run 24/7. So it's going to be state-of-the-art, super efficient. You know, we've got the money to invest in it. We've already actually signed the deals. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Well, as you say, I mean, you've come to market an AI health app, you know, wearable integration, and everyone's very excited about that. And now you sort of bought this pharmacy arm and brought that into the picture. I mean, what does that add to the user's journey?
Well, really, it's offering, we now can offer a complete end-to-end solution, right from this AI sort of powered health tracking to kind of virtual consultations and prescriptions. So it's really kind of closing the loop on preventative wellness and healthcare.
Okay, well, I just want to touch briefly then on this GLP-1. I mean, everyone's excited about it. You can't open a newspaper these days without sort of seeing something about Ozempic or Mounjaro, you know. And globally, they're talking about this being $100 billion market. I mean, what's MedPal's play here?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the GLP-1s, particularly Mounjaro, it's a bit of a lifestyle kind of revolution, helping millions of people manage their weight. You know, in the UK, over 25% of UK adults are obese. There are already 2.2 million UK adults, 34% of the population, on GLP-1s like Mounjaro and Ozempic. I mean, that's generating nearly 500 million a month of revenue in the UK alone. So it's a huge opportunity. It's a very fragmented market. And we would like to target maybe up to 10% of that market. We think it's a huge opportunity, and it's really growing. And you can just imagine with our app. I mean, effectively, we've got all your health data, we have all your key metrics. We're tracking your weight, your BMI, your steps, your heart rate, your sleep patterns, and potentially we could say, look, you know, our AI could flag the weight loss potential. I mean, if that's something that interested you, we can do an online consultation through the AI. We now have the ability to approve a prescription. You can talk to a virtual doctor or a prescribing pharmacist, and the medication can be shipped directly to you very discreetly. So we see it's a huge opportunity and such a perfect fit our users. We have with the the users obviously have an interest in their health, in their gym routines and so on. So yeah, it's an exciting addition for us.
Yeah, so what I understand about GLP-1 is that, if you're over a certain BMI, you qualify. So you could actually go to the client and say, or the user, I should say, and say, hey, look, your BMI is over whatever the level is, and then you could recommend it. Is that how it would work?
Potentially, yes. I mean, we're tracking all of those key metrics, so we know we're tracking your weight if you have a weighing scale that's connected to MedPal. So, in theory, it can really just add that into part of your routine to help you hit whatever your goals may be. So, absolutely, that's the kind of the logic behind it. Also, I think in theory, we can also track if you're on the GLP-1s. We're tracking you. We can see if your activities drop. We can give you a bit of a nudge to stay on track. And obviously, with our partnerships with EPASI, we've got access to 11 million corporate wellness users, and independent the deal with independent gym networks, which we announced a couple of weeks ago, gives us access to another 2 million gym goers. So we've got 13 million touch points with fitness enthusiasts, which is pretty exciting. So yeah, it's interesting to see how it all comes together. The product will be going live in the next couple of weeks. We'll be generating revenue, I think, as soon as next week on this platform.
Oh wow, it's fantastic. I mean, talking about that, then you've obviously brought in Mike Ruddin. I mean, he's well known in the industry. Tesco Pharmacy, turned the business into a 200 million pound operation. What kind of impact are you expecting from someone like that?
Well, I mean, Mike has, he's one of the most senior pharmacists. As you said, he was the director of pharmacy at Tesco's. He got Tesco's into the pharmacy market from a startup effectively to over 200 pharmacies, over 200 million turnover. So he understands about building size and scale. He really has bought into the vision of MedPal, and we're very lucky to have him on the team. He's already brought in a number of quite senior people. So, we're going about this in a very serious way. I guess recruiting the director of pharmacy and the superintendent of pharmacy from Tesco shows you our ambition.
Yeah, I mean that's a great testament for you guys. So just to wrap up then, I mean finally, how do you see the vision for MedPal AI, going from here?
Well, I mean, it's creating like the ultimate 360 degree ecosystem. We can, by scanning with your health data, by your steps, your heart rate, by now being able to give you very quick access to pharmacists and GPs, all through a very convenient app. It's sort of, democratizing or really making primary healthcare available to everyone. So, we're going to prove it working in the UK, and that's obviously our strategy. But we obviously have ambitions. We already have our app launched in Germany, in Poland, in Italy, in France. So potentially, other markets where we're able to offer a similar solution. We see this as a huge opportunity. If you look at, for example, someone like Hims and Hers in the US, they're doing kind of what we do, but without the AI element, which is interesting. But they built a $13 billion empire around telehealth and around specifically weight loss and so on. So, we're very ambitious. We see that the UK and Europe has that kind of potential.
Well, there you have it. Some exciting moves from happening here from MedPal AI. Jason, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we're all really looking forward to the next update.
Thank you, Martin. Watch the
Cheers.
space. We're moving fast.
Indeed. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.